It's good that we can worship, maybe by these recorded services, but it is still true worship. And can I tell you, friends, that I really do honestly miss you and our fellowship that we could have had together. Our first hymn, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Let us come to the Lord. Let us praise our Lord. Let us thank our Lord. Let us pray. O God, you are a great God. You are the only God. You are the true God. Father, Son, and Spirit. Three persons in one God. A living God. We come to thank you for all that you are, for all that you do. And Lord, we want you to have all the praise and all the glory. We also want to come to you, Lord, and ask for your forgiveness. For as you know, Lord, none of us are perfect. We try to do what we know will please you. But Lord, forgive us when we make mistakes. Forgive us, Lord, when we do not keep to the truth of your word. Forgive us, restore us, remake us, Lord, that we might please you in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now we're going to sing another wonderful hymn. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine.
Oh,
We come to you in prayer, Lord. We know that you love to hear our prayers. You love to hear what we want to share with you. You love to be beside us. You love to meet our needs. And so, Lord, we pray. We pray that there might be complete peace and unity in your world. That there might be complete peace and unity in your church. We pray, Lord, for an end to racism. We pray for an end to this coronavirus. And Lord, we pray for an end to all untruths and to those who share these terrible things. We come, Lord, and we all have our own personal needs, but we pray for all people, Lord, who are in need. We think of the homeless. We think of the housebound. We think of the unemployed. We think of the dying. Those who've been bereaved, especially recently. Those who are living in poverty. Those who are so worried that they are becoming ill. Those who are being falsely accused. Oh Lord, there are so many people in need. You know them, and you know their needs better than we do. And so, Lord, we pray that you would meet the needs of the people. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to work through all the volunteers that are doing so much to help people in need. We pray that you would work through doctors, nurses, through the NHS, and through so many other organisations. We thank you, Lord, for them all. And we pray, Lord, that we may continue to appreciate all that is done for us. Lord, we have private prayers that no one else is going to hear. But just for a moment, we're going to be silent, so that we can share what we have on our own personal minds. Lord, we thank you that you love us and you want to hear all that we have to share with you. And we thank you for your church. We thank you for the church in the Willows. May you always, Lord, be our leader. We pray, Lord, for Stuart, for Jean, for Sharon, for Peter, for Jade, for Fraser. Be with them as a family, Lord, and meet those special needs of Jean and Stuart. Be with Ollie. Be with her sons, her daughter. Be with all her relatives. Be with her in-laws. Be with her grandchildren. Be with her great-grandchildren. Lord, be all that Ollie needs. Equip her for her discipleship. She lives on her own, Lord, and we ask you to be her close companion. We pray for Rita. We pray for Jackie and Russell. We pray for Terry and Julie and all the family. And Lord, at the moment, Rita is with her niece. We pray for that niece. And they are having a break at Starcross. Keep them safely, Lord, and meet their needs. We pray for Sarah. We pray for our family, for our friends, for our neighbors. Keep us strong and healthy, Lord. Be her companion. She again lives on her own. But Lord, we thank you that the many things she does for other people, that Lord, equip Sarah, equip her for her discipleship, for the service that she gives to others. Be her friend, her companion, and meet her needs, we pray. We pray for Brian. We ask that you would be with him, with his sons and family and friends. Again, Lord, we pray that you would equip him for his discipleship. We pray, Lord, for Bruce. We thank you for all that he does in recording our services. We pray for John and Margaret, his parents, and ask that you would look after them. And Lord, be all that Bruce needs. Help him through this difficult time. Give him strength and energy, renewed energy, Lord. Equip him for his ministry. Be with Graham, be with Dawn, Dean and Rachel. And Lord, we would especially pray for Graham's daughter, Rachel, her husband, Neil, and the two children. Neil in the army, but he's had bad news health-wise. We pray, Lord, that as the army look at his situation, we pray that he may still be able to remain in the army, but in a different kind of position. Be with the family at this time. Be with Paul and Jennifer. We thank you for the way that Jennifer's been caring for Paul, and we pray, Lord, that you would continue to aid Paul in his recovery. We thank you for an answer to prayer there, Lord, and we pray that you would equip Paul for his discipleship. Be with their family too. We pray for Richard Saunders, for Gilly and Robert, who he lives with. Be with them all. Equip them all for their service to you, Lord. We pray, Lord, for Eunice. Thank you for all she's doing at the moment, Lord. Keep her strong, I pray. And Lord, then we remember other family and friends. Lord, particularly we would pray for Dawn, for Emma, for Hannah. Be with them, Lord, and we thank you that they are all working. And we pray that you would look after them, equip them for their discipleship, Lord. We pray for David and Wendy, for Joshua and Daryl. Keep them safe, Lord. Keep them strong. Keep them happy. Lord, we pray for Richard, for Barbara, for Harry. You know their situation, and we leave them, Lord, in your hands. Be with all of our family and friends, Lord. Be with each one of us. You know we love you, but we know even greater love you have for us. So, Lord, hear our prayers. Be with the local churches. Be with our local council, the Torbay Council. We thank you for what they're doing or trying to do for our church. Bless them all, Lord. We bring our prayers in the name of our wonderful Saviour, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, We know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. How can this be? Nicodemus asked. You are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men loved darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light, and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God.
We're now going to sing, I Found a Friend, Oh Such a Friend. The message today is entitled The New Birth. So on June the 27th, that's what we're looking at, the new birth. We're thinking of the reading that Eunice read to us from John 3, verses 1 to 21. Number 1, verses 1 to 13, Jesus teaches about birth, about new birth. Benjamin Franklin, a great statesman and inventor, but also a great correspondent, he received letters from famous people all over the world. One day, he received what was probably the most important letter of all time. A man called George Whitefield wrote to him saying this: "You have made great progress in investigating the mystery of electricity, but I now humbly urge you to pay heed to the mystery of new birth. This will richly repay you for your study." Come back to that in a moment. Nicodemus was deeply sincere in his search for the truth. He came to Jesus by night, not because he didn't want to be seen, but because he didn't want to be interrupted in his time with Jesus. Although Jesus used earthly illustrations in his patient teaching with Nicodemus, as Jesus said, "You still cannot understand." So Jesus said, "You still cannot understand when I say to you that you must be born again." So if I begin to share the deep spiritual truths, you still would not believe. Number 2, verses 14 to 21, Jesus teaches about true salvation. God sent his son to die, not only for Israel, but for the whole world. How is a person saved from eternal perishing? It is by believing in Jesus Christ. It's by looking to him in faith. This, my friends, is being born again. On January the 6th, 1850, a snowstorm almost crippled Colchester, and a teenage boy could not get to the church he usually attended. So he went to a nearby Primitive Methodist chapel, where an ill-prepared layman was substituting for the absent preacher. His text was Isaiah 45, verse 22. "Look unto me and be saved." The teenager was miserable, and although brought up in the church with his father and grandfather being preachers, yet he himself did not have the assurance of salvation. But on this occasion, this unprepared lay preacher kept on saying, "Look unto God and you will be saved." And then looking at the young man, he pointed to him saying, "Young man, you look very miserable. Look to Jesus." The young man looked by faith to Jesus, and he was born again. And my friends, that is how the great Charles Haddon Spurgeon was converted. Look unto Jesus. This part of John chapter 3 goes on to say that light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light. Then it goes on to say, whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly what God has done. I don't know whether you realize, friends, but Nicodemus was with Joseph of Arimathea when they took the body of Jesus away. You find it in John 19. And this, my friends, is how we know that Nicodemus became a true believer and finally knew what it was to be born again. You see, born again is new life. It's abundant life. It's a new relationship, and it's eternal life. So, how much does our salvation mean to us? Are we truly willing to patiently and humbly share with those who are not believers? Will we share with them the need to be born again? Oh, I hope we will. May it be so, for His glory and His glory alone. Amen. And now we're going to sing our last hymn, How Deep the Father's Love for Us, How Vast Beyond All Measure.
This I know with all my heart, His wounds
that paid my ransom. Your wounds have paid my ransom.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you that we can claim to be born again. That is, if we've opened our hearts to Jesus, if we've repented of our sins, if we've sought a new relationship with you, then that life means we are born again. So, Lord, be with us. Help us to share the truth and need for being born again with others. And may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit be with us and with all those we love, both this day and forevermore. Amen.